Jack and Olivia, thank you for joining me today on Press Day.
Thank you for having us.
Congrats on the series. I watched a few episodes the other night. I was telling the other guys too, like, I loved it. I love the whole mystery and the journey between these characters and everything. And of course, we have Thimbletack, Calliope. How exciting are these characters?
They're so exciting. Yeah, it was Calliope. Yeah, actually, it's funny. Calliope. It's her, yeah, Calliope. She's just so much fun. It was such an honor to get to kind of step into the Spiderwick world, and to just get to be a new character. I mean, she's opposite of flavorless. I mean, she just has so much going for her, like so much going on, so many different arcs throughout the series, and it's just so much fun to get to play like such a sinister, evil, weird character. It was so much fun.
So we have Thimbletack, of course. He's quite a unique character, I've noticed. What drew you to this role, Jack?
What drew you to the role? I love Spiderwick Chronicles. Point blank, period. I love it very, very much. I've always loved it. I saw the movie when I was a kid. Super inspired. Changed my whole perspective and perception. It had given me a big paradigm shift on my world of imagination and creativity and the future endeavors and pursuits that I might embark upon in my later years. And it was just super duper cool. And got to self-express, be all fervious and as a Thimbletack, and that made me real happy. It's a true blessing.
Is it? Olivia, you said Calliope, right? I'm pronouncing it Greek because I'm Greek, by the way. That's why I've been saying it like that. So, okay. You know, the Grace family discovers her. Like, what do you think about the connection between, like, the world and how she fits in this story?
Yeah, I mean, so she's kind of like Mograth's right-hand man in a lot of ways. She is coming into Henson with, basically he's bribing her to give her all of the death that she needs to sustain her, because she feeds on death. She's a portent of death. And she basically is coming in to try to manipulate the Grace twins and steal Arthur Spiderwick's field guide from them. So she plays a really important part. And it was also very important to me that she didn't feel forced, that she felt like she really belonged in this world.
Amazing. Jack, for your character also, like, what do you think was like the biggest challenge in now portraying this character, you think, for you?
Sometimes it's hard to lollygag for money. You know, I'm getting paid to do this, aren't I? Well, wait, let me check. Maybe not. I'd say that Thimbletack is a master of the art of lollygagging. He's also an artist all in all. Like, he loves to implement his quick wit, son of a twist attributes. He is just divine. He's a divine little spirit, and he's got so much bounce to him, so much recoil. He's got flavor to the nth degree. He's a genius, and he also is helping the Grace family come upon a lot of the conclusions that they seek in Spirits of Spider-Man.
Right. Last question for both of you. What do you hope, like, this has a big fan base? What do you hope they get out of the series when they tune in?
I hope that I really hope that they take away the aspect of hope, the aspect that magic is real. And I hope that they come out of it just feeling like this magical world that the Grace family is like, is trying to make him, everybody believe that it's real, that it is. And like that, no matter what happens, your family is always going to be there for you. I think that those are like the two main aspects of the show that I really love. So yeah, the hope and the family aspects, and hope that they like Calliope at the end. She can be one heck of a sinister character. So I hope that in the end, they find her redeemable.
Amazing. Jack, let's end this with you.
I hope they don't, leave their living room feeling like they just spent a bunch of time in a crematorium or something boring. But I feel like it's a great adventure, great journey to take yourself and your family on. It's a great show for the whole family. It's great because the themes, the thematics that we grew up with, I grew up with watching the movie, carry through, but also seem to evolve into a beautiful, nuanced, refreshing light that I feel like is so perfect and timely, yet also timeless. and I think will stand against the test of time, displaying some greatness for the silver screen.
I want to thank you both for giving a few minutes today. Impressed, and good luck with the series.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a great day.